Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director, the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Good afternoon to you, Prof.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am very good, Prof. All the better to be speaking to you. And today you're going to talk about, and I actually wondered if the note that was given to me was correct, because I don't understand the topic. The effect of semantic infections?
No. I think there's a little bit of a misunderstanding there. Now, I've been asked to talk about asymptomatic infections.
Asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Sorry, Prof. That's a hell of a difference. I get asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic. In other words, A without symptomatic, without symptoms. Asymptomatic infection. What do we mean by it? Well, first of all, asymptomatic means, as the term implies, somebody that gets infected with a virus, in this case coronavirus, but doesn't have any clinical disease, has no symptoms. That's why it's asymptomatic. There's a related term called pre-symptomatic. What I mean by pre-symptomatic is the person that's infected hasn't yet displayed any symptoms or illness, but that's in the incubation period before they get the illness. And the importance of both the asymptomatic and the pre-symptomatic is that they can be a source of infection, but of course they're not identified as such because they don't have symptoms. Now, this is something which actually has changed from our early days in COVID-19. The early days, we compared COVID-19 to an earlier coronavirus infection which occurred in 2003. That was SARS-CoV-1. And SARS-CoV-1, in fact, only was transmissible when the person had symptoms, when they had a clinical illness. This is quite different in the case of COVID-19. And it's estimated that up to 40% of cases are contracted from asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic sources of infection. So why do we get asymptomatic infections? Well, why do people, get infected and don't have symptoms? There are a number of reasons for it. The one is an obvious one, that sometimes that maybe a person does get symptoms but has a high tolerance or discomfort and just doesn't report those symptoms. Okay. Or alternatively, they're not recognized as coming from COVID. We know that COVID and things like influenza and even the common cold, that those symptoms overlap and they might just not recognize it as being COVID and just put it down to a cold or flu. Or alternatively, they may genuinely have a very mild infection. In other words, the virus gets into the upper respiratory tract and probably remains localized there without causing any symptoms. This may be related to dose, the amount of virus that gets into the body. Or it may be related to the host, to the individual, him or herself, that they've got a very powerful inborn immune system which keeps it localized and doesn't produce symptoms. So how common are asymptomatic infections? It appears that probably the majority of individuals that get infected are asymptomatically infected. There was one study in China where they, in fact, estimated that 78% of infections were asymptomatic. It obviously does depend on other things like age. For example, we know that children are much more likely to have asymptomatic infections. The elderly are far less likely to have asymptomatic infections. The same would go if there's any underlying illness, be unlikely to be asymptomatic. So it's difficult to really get a figure, but the importance of asymptomatic infections and pre-symptomatic infections is that they are an important source of infection. They need to be recognized as such.
Prof, is this different to any other strains of COVID that we've had, or is this asymptomatic result pretty much the same in most of them?
I think in the SARS-CoV-1, the original one, there probably wasn't recognized as an entity. So if it did occur, it was probably very rare. So it seemed to be saying which is associated with this one, the SARS-CoV-2. The other coronaviruses, the human coronavirus, which cause the common cold, they probably do circulate and don't cause symptoms. And if they do, they cause very mild symptoms, which are probably not recognized as such.
Prof, we've got to leave it there because we're out of time, but I do want to leave you with a bit of homework, as I tend to do now and again, because Karen has just written in with a question. This is for tomorrow, exactly, yeah. Right.